Hey everyone, God bless you. I'm Coffee with Pastor E, aka Reflections, and I want to bless your life. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask, oh Father God, that this word that I'm going to release, that it may replenish, renew, and restore our lives by your power of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You know, my topic today of my reflections fell in the bathtub. And the word comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 and 9 through 9. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. You know, one September morning, I remember I was taking a bath and my wife was also in the bathroom when I fell in the tub. What an experience. I never had one like this. It looked like my feet were taken from under my body. Wow. I fell backwards. I couldn't move. My wife screamed out loud. She opened the curtains. She said, "Are you okay?" And I told her, "Yes." And she said, "I rebuke Satan in Jesus' name." And my first words were, "Lord, it could have been worse." I was in a lot of pain in my lower back. Left big toe was numb. Left knee hurting. And in the back of my neck, some pain and swelling. I said, this is because I was just two inches of being killed. I recall Apostle, our teacher in the seminary, saying that if you are hit in the middle of the neck, you can die. And the Lord spared my life. I believe it was an attack against my life. I'm here today by the mercies of God. You see, God has been using me through the program of Coffee with Pastor E. Lives are being transformed, healed, restored, and impacted by the power of God. And we are His vessel, His instrument of His glory and honor. It looks like God doesn't need me up there yet. This incident reminds me of the scripture that I just read, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 through 9. Hashtag fallen. Hashtag I am His vessel. Hashtag coffee with Pastor E. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your many blessings. Thank you, Lord, for preserving my life, for using my life, and Lord, that I'm still living with purpose on this earth. And Lord, I may be stricken, but not maybe fallen, but not stricken. Fallen, but not destroyed. Father, help us to overcome our difficulties of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you all.